Melissa Widner from NAB Ventures here with the CEO and co-founder of Wave, Kirk Simpson. Great to have you both here. Melissa, I'll start with you to talk about the investment in this Canadian fintech Wave. How have you come across them and what attracted you to Wave?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. So our strategy at NAB Ventures is to look globally for companies that can help give our customers a more connected experience. And we saw this company, we found this company Wave. It was actually introduced to us through another investor, and who said there's a great company, they're actually getting a lot of traction in Australia, you should talk to them. So that's how we came across them. And then we found this company that had literally tens of thousands of very happy customers in Australia without doing any marketing here. So we thought, okay, they're obviously onto something.
And you know what, there's a lot of Wave's sort of looking at cloud sort of accounting packages, but was there something, you know, specific that attracted you to towards Wave?
Yeah, they have a laser focus on the experience for the small business owner. So a lot of companies, a lot of other accounting packages, there's great accounting packages out there, most of them charge, Wave is free, but Wave focuses on the business owner versus focusing on the accountant, and they have a real understanding on the needs and pain points of that business owner. So that, as NAB's, or as Australia's largest business bank with a strong focus on small businesses, that was really appealing to us.
And Kirk, can you tell us a bit about Wave, what Wave does, and perhaps a little bit about why your offering is a unique one?
Sure, Matt. It's great to be here in Australia. We're excited about the opportunities in this market. A little bit about Wave. As Melissa mentioned, we're very, very focused on small business owners themselves. When we look at the overall market, you know, most people aren't aware that about 95% of businesses are very much in this small business size. We would define it as under 10 employees. And there you have a lot of small business owners still relying on things like spreadsheets and shoeboxes and Word documents to organize their business. We really want to give them a tool to make their business run more efficiently. And that's what we're very, very focused on at Wave. And we obviously saw a real opportunity to partner with the largest bank in this segment in Australia to deliver value to the customers here.
You touched on it there. You know, are you already active in the Australian market? And how many customers do you have if you are? And then what are your plans for this market moving forward?
Yeah, so we've been very fortunate in the Australian market in that we've spent no marketing dollars here. Very little effort on attracting customers in Australia. And we saw a real opportunity because, as Melissa mentioned, we have tens of thousands of active small business customers here. We think there's a real opportunity because we offer a very different value proposition. The accounting and invoicing software is and always will be 100% free. And then we make money by embedding financial services within the software. So you can think about things like payments, lending opportunities over time, perhaps payroll and others as a way of us making our money while delivering that core invoicing and accounting software for free. So we've got tens of thousands of customers here and we see a real opportunity in the market to deliver more value over time.
A bit on your personal history. I understand you've spent a little bit of time in Australia. Can you tell us a bit about that?
For sure. I was lucky enough to spend about 3.5 months here, unfortunately a long time ago, but fell in love with the country. I think as Canadians, we often see a lot of ourselves when we come and visit Australia, very friendly people, open society, you know, just a great place to be. It's exciting to be back, and all the more reason that we're passionate about delivering value to small business owners here in Australia.
You touched on it a little bit before, but what do you believe are some of the opportunities here in Australia? It's often said by government and corporates here that small business is really the backbone of the Australian economy. Do you see that as a big potential?
Absolutely. And when you look around the market, as I said, you know, the vast majority of small business owners are relying on sort of antiquated tools. And so everybody, yes, believes that they are the backbone of the economy, but at the same time, they're having a difficult time, and you see a high failure rate within, you know, the small business community. And we think a lot of that has to do with, you know, the financial literacy that they have on how they're running their small business. We see an opportunity again with our free tools to give them better visibility into what's happening in their business so that they can run the business more successfully.
Melissa, on the NAB Ventures front, you know, we've now closed a number of deals, and NAB Ventures has led a lot of those deals that have been closed. Do you feel now that NAB Ventures is really starting to get some momentum up in, you know, it's been 18 months, I guess, and you're starting to get good cut through in the markets that you're really targeting?
Yeah, we are. And we're targeting markets. We're targeting companies globally as long as they have a very strong Australian strategy. But I think now that we've done a couple deals overseas, and we happen to have led both those deals with really strong co-investors, that's helped raise NAB's profile. And we're starting to see some great deal flow for companies that are coming to this market and want to work into this market. So it works quite well with our strategy.
And on this this investment in Wave, it's obviously an equity investment, but you know, the strategy, as you sort of talked about earlier, is, you know, looking for companies that we can both work together on things. Do we see that as something that we're looking to do with Wave down the track?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing we look at with any potential investment is what kind of value could we potentially bring to the company, and what kind of value could they bring to the bank. So that's more important than return. That's the first thing that we look for. And there are a lot of potential synergies with Wave, you know, with our small businesses, the value that they bring to small businesses, the ability to offer financial services to small businesses, and those businesses can have access to products that they wouldn't otherwise, or it would be difficult to obtain. So we see a lot of opportunities, and we're looking forward to exploring those with Wave.
And finally, Kirk, you guys are growing, it seems, quite quickly. You've had a number of funding rounds in the last few years. What's next for your customers?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, you know, sort of doubling down on the NAB partnership, I think Australians should be really proud of what NAB is doing to put the customer at the center of delivering real value. And I think this partnership between Wave and NAB really reflects the opportunity and the vision that they have to say, how can we bring more to the table for our customers than just the banking relationship? I think as we look forward within this market, it's a real opportunity to say, how can we blend the banking and the software together to deliver a better experience for small business customers in this market? We're really excited about that. With Wave overall, you know, as I've said numerous times here, we're exclusively passionate about small businesses. We have no desire to go up to medium or large size clients. We're also really laser focused on the business owner themselves versus the accountant bookkeeper. And so for us, it's continuing to build out tools that will make the small businesses more successful over time. And that's where we spend all of our energy.
Great. Thanks both for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.